This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's been said many times in many places, including on this particular program, that businesses hate uncertainty. But in one of the biggest sectors of this economy, that would be healthcare, uncertainty has been the norm, and for years now, too. That is thanks to the many legal challenges to the Affordable Care Act. The latest of those lawsuits cleared a hurdle this week, meaning that the House of Representatives can move ahead with its case against the Obama administration. At issue is whether the government ought to be sending money to insurance companies to help people near the poverty line pay for their health care costs. As Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports now from our health desk at WHYY, this is just the latest problem facing insurers in an uncertain market.
Carnegie Mellon economist George Lowenstein's been spending a lot of time with health insurance executives lately. Not a very happy crowd.
To a person, they seem stressed out, like severely stressed.
Lowenstein, who's also a professor of psychology, says that makes perfect sense. First, the Affordable Care Act passed, which fundamentally changed the business of health insurance. Second, the U.S. House has voted to repeal the law more than 50 times, and you've got all the lawsuits, which keep coming. The upshot of all that, says UCLA's Joe Horwitz, is a lot of noise that distracts insurers.
The insurance companies need to be spending time figuring out whether the law is going to be there rather than just figuring out how it ought to be applied.
There's a belief that if insurers could operate in a more predictable climate, they could deliver a better product. But while the court cases have presented theoretical threats to the industry, health economist Gail Walensky says more immediate concerns have executives reaching for the Pepto-Bismol.
The uncertainty about how sick or healthy the people who would come to buy their insurance are has been harder than the uncertainty about what the courts would decide.
Walensky says insurers knew the passage of the ACA meant bumpy roads lay ahead, and it's on the companies to find ways to thrive no matter how rough the ride. Two recent mega mergers in this sector suggest the industry is betting the ACA is here to stay. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.